Morning, guys. It's Nyaneko. Hope you guys are doing well. I didn't really sleep well, but I'm awake anyways, so. Good morning. What better way to start the day than a free personality test to try to wake myself up and try to get my brain going. I'll link this, but it is 16 personalities, free personality test. I haven't really read up on the category of personalities yet, because there's a lot of different types, and it's like a combination of types. It's not like you're this type of person type of thing. Let's pull that out. All right, take the test. Takes less than 12 minutes. Answer honestly if you don't like the answer. Try not to leave neutral answers. Also, if you hear my cat wanting into the room, I'm sorry. She was partially the reason why I didn't sleep well. Yay, cats. Alright. First question. Do you find it difficult to introduce yourself to others? Kind of. I'm going to say slightly agree. There's 7 degrees that you can choose from. Anywhere from like fully agree to fully disagree. And then neutral's in the middle. I'm gonna say slightly. Yes, it is slightly difficult for me to introduce myself. Because I'm an introvert, but if I'm in that mindset of, having that approachable mask, it's like that moment where you know you have to network and you force yourself to do it, because you don't have a choice. Second question. You often get so lost in thoughts that you ignore or forget your surroundings. I'm gonna say slightly disagree. Hold on, I'm going to get my cat so she stops with the door. I'll be right back. Alright, here we are. Sorry about that. Cat, are you gonna sit? Where are you gonna sit? Pick a spot, please. And off she goes. Alright. Yeah. So picky. Hold on. She's screaming herself, so if you hear mouth noises, that's probably her. Okay. So you often get so lost in thoughts that you ignore or forget your surroundings. I'm going to say slightly disagree, but if I am reading a book, then yes. But normally, no. Just because I'm constantly trying to multitask as far as being aware. When I'm at home, that's a different thing. Next question. You try to respond to your emails as soon as possible and cannot stand a messy inbox. I'm going to say I am on the not totally disagree, but the one right before that, it's a mixture of procrastination and also second-guessing myself in how I phrase things for emails. Yeah. You don't have to worry about emails, Kat. Yeah? You can come sit. What do you want to do? Whatever. Alright. Next question. Do you find it easy to stay relaxed even when there's some pressure? No, I fully disagree. If there's pressure, that means I'm stressed and I can't relax. You do not usually initiate conversations. I agree. Not fully agree, but somewhat agree. Yeah. It's a bit of a mixture. I'm more likely to start a conversation online, but even then, that's very rare. Unless I feel very compelled to, and I'm, I guess, excited or feel like my opinion is strong enough. That doesn't make sense. Yeah. I'm gonna slightly agree. you rarely do something just out of sheer curiosity. I would say I agree with that. Not completely. Just the one after neutral. I think I'm too cautious for things, but at the same time, I'm not afraid to try things. But I'm stubborn too, so that sometimes stops myself from doing things. You feel superior to other people? No, I do not. I'm gonna say disagree, but not completely. That sounds bad. Being organized is more important than you being adaptable. Being organized is more important to you than being adaptable. I'm gonna say I disagree. I'm gonna say I partially disagree. Being adaptable, for me at least, it doesn't mean that I don't plan ahead. It's just I plan ahead for multiple scenarios and then adapt from that. But if being organized means planning in detail, I can't do that because there's too many variables. You are usually highly motivated and energetic. Slightly agree. Again, it depends the reason behind my motivation. If it's for someone else, yes. If it's for myself, usually no. Winning a debate matters less to you than making sure no one gets upset. Whew. Now, this one has changed over time. When I was younger, I was very much a people pleaser. I think now I put my foot down a little bit more. I'm gonna say slightly disagree. Just because, not to say I know that I'm right, but going back to the planning out and seeing where multiple scenarios could potentially go, I think I would be more likely to put my foot down if a certain choice was made that I didn't see a good outcome for. you often feel as if you have to justify yourself to other people. I'm going to say slightly agree, because I always second-guess myself, so when I'm talking through something, it's not that I'm trying to justify myself, it's me trying to convince myself that I've made the right decision. Your home and work environments are quite tidy. Completely disagree. I mean, like, they're tidy in my mind, as far as I know where everything is, but it could do better. Yeah. Next. You do not mind being at the center of attention. Completely disagree. I hate being the center of attention. I hate surprises. Do not throw me any surprise birthday parties or anything. I hate it. It's just like, no, please, please ignore me. I just want to be alone. I don't want to be in front of everyone. You consider yourself more practical than creative? I'd like to think I'm both. I'm gonna say I slightly agree because my choices are definitely based on practicality than creativeness. But then if I think of a creative project that could be done faster, it depends on the purpose of that creative project. If the purpose of that is to take up time, then I would do it the long way because that's the reason why I'm doing it. Versus taking a shortcut. I'm trying to think of a good example. Not really a great example, but if I'm doing like a time lapse of an art project, then I take the more creative route. But if I'm not needing to document the process, I just do the quick way. Oh, here's an example. If I'm sketching something from a reference, I'm not just gonna trace the reference. I want to train myself to have a good eye and take the long route, so to speak, and practice looking at the image and then making it by myself, that sort of thing. Drawing is very, very therapeutic. It gets you in that headspace of being really critical of what you're actually seeing versus what you think you see. It's a really focusing exercise. People can rarely upset you. Completely disagree. People often upset me, whether they mean it or not. It's also just because I think they're thinking something, but they may not be, and they usually aren't, but I still get upset and flustered, and I second guess what I've just said to them, that sort of thing. Your travel plans are usually well thought out. I'm going to say slightly disagree, because it goes back to being adaptable. But when it comes to, like, scheduled times, I would stick to that, like a train ticket or something. Those things are planned out. But everything else, like, where to eat for lunch or whatever, it's just whatever's around. Or if I have, like, a couple hours between something, I'll just usually explore a bit. versus like, oh, there's a show at 2, but then that would mean I'd have to be back by this time in order to, that sort of thing stresses me out. That's not relaxing for me. Hi, cat. Oof. You okay? Hit her head on the desk. Yeah. Okay. It's often difficult for you to relate to other people's feelings. I'm going to say disagree. Hopefully, I can read people well. I think it would be difficult for me to understand someone's feelings if I haven't experienced that situation before. Your mood can change very quickly. I would say yes. Not completely yes, but yes. My mood is very dependent on the situation and the weather. If it's nice and bright and sunny outside, I feel more productive and excited to be awake and doing things. That's why I am not a night owl when it comes to being productive. In a discussion, truth should be more important than people's sensitivities. My thought process right now is like, but the truth can offend some people, so usually I'll just stay quiet. But if it's something I feel strongly about, I will say something, so I'm gonna slightly agree to that. You rarely worry about how your actions affect people. Completely disagree. I always worry. I worry right after I say something or do something. And then I mull over it for like a really long time until I get the feedback that I'm looking for. Your work style is closer to random energy spikes than to a methodical and organized approach. Yes. Yeah, I would say just go for it. Methodical and organized approach, that comes after I've done it a number of times. For example, baking cookies, right? Like the first couple times of trying new recipe, you have to get the feel of like your oven and its weird quirks. Like maybe it's hotter in one corner, so you have to remember to rotate the pan, and maybe it bakes faster than it says. Like, temperature-wise, not every oven is the same, and every oven differs with the elevation you're at, and, like, there's so many factors involved, but once you get to know the recipe and also your oven, and then also the timing of things, then it's more methodical and organized. You're often envious of others. I wouldn't say so. I'm pretty content with myself. I mean, if I do become envious of someone else, it's more like if they're really outgoing, then I could learn from that. Or if they have a really great job, then I would work harder to go further in my job position, if that makes sense. So I'm gonna say no. An interesting book or video game is often better than a social event. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm gonna say slightly yes. Social events are daunting and um, Because with a book or a video game, you have that layer of disconnection. But with a social event, you're in it. It's all in real time. And you can't take back stuff. Or, like, you can't take time to make decisions. Being able to develop a plan and stick to it is the most important part of every project. No, that is not true. Having a plan and a goal is great, but you have to be open to a different way of getting to it. Because the initial plan that you make and that you stick to may not have been the best one or the most efficient one, and you don't know the options that you have until they come up. You rarely get carried away by fantasies and ideas. I disagree. Not completely. You often find yourself lost in thought when you're walking in nature. Yes. If someone does not respond to your email quickly, you start worrying if you said something wrong. Completely agree. As a parent, you would rather see your child grow up kind than smart. Yes. Oof. Maybe a lower yes. I'd like them to be well-rounded. I'd like to be kind, just out of nature. I'm not gonna force them to be kind. Does that even make sense? I'd like them to be a good human being. You do not let other people influence your actions. I disagree. I am too much of a people pleaser. When you sleep, your dreams tend to focus on the real world and its events. Agree. I still dream about high school. Please tell me I'm not the only one. It does not take you much time to start getting involved in social activities at your new workplace. I completely disagree. It takes me a while. It takes me a while to open up to people. Especially in a workplace, because you're balancing, like, are we going to be friends or co-workers? And usually it's co-workers because I keep things professional. It gets too messy if you're also friends with them straight off the bat. It's too much drama and, like, not worth the headache. I'm not about the drama. You're more of a natural improviser than a careful planner. Completely agree. Your emotions control you more than you control them. Agree. Yeah, I find it very hard to hide my emotions. And if I can't get in the right mindset to do a certain task, I will not do the task until I'm ready. But that takes a lot of effort on my part. You enjoy going to social events that involve dress up or role play activities. Completely disagree. Not because of the role play. I haven't been in a situation where I roleplay on a social level. Dress up, if we're talking about, like, going out for a fancy dinner, or like, involving prepping myself to be more presentable and super polite. Not that I'm not polite in general, but, like, Yeah, I'd rather not. I don't find those things relaxing. You often spend time exploring unrealistic and impractical yet intriguing ideas. I disagree. Not to say that they're not interesting ideas, if they're intriguing, but my... I don't know if... I don't want to say that I don't have the brain capacity to dive into intriguing ideas, but it's just my attention span is just not there. I'll learn a bit about it. And get, like, a general umbrella understanding of the idea, but I'm not gonna, like, completely dive in unless it's something I truly care about. Yeah. Would you rather improvise than spend time coming up with a detailed plan? I would, but I still find myself spending time coming up with a detailed plan, and that's counterproductive, because it's like you spend so much time planning and not doing, and that doesn't do anything. Yeah, I think for me to be the most productive, I just have to start and go for it versus continuing to plan. Because too much planning is still not doing what you plan to do. You are a relatively reserved and quiet person. Yes, completely agree. If you had a business, would you find it very difficult to fire loyal but underperforming employees? Yes. Because I've had to do that. And I could not by myself. You often contemplate the reasons for human existence? Not really. I'm just here. You're here. We're all here. Great. Logic is usually more important than heart when it comes to making important decisions. I would agree. Slightly. Keeping your options open is more important than having a to-do list. Completely agree. Somewhat agree. Having a to-do list is helpful too. If your friend is sad about something, you are more likely to offer emotional support than suggest ways to deal with the problem. I would slightly disagree with that, because when I suggest a solution, it's my initial reaction because I'm afraid to emotionally support you in case I say something wrong. You rarely feel insecure. Completely disagree. You have no difficulties coming up with a personal timetable and sticking to it. You have no difficulties, so I disagree. So I do have difficulties with a personal timetable. That being said, recording these has been very helpful. Being right is more important than being cooperative when it comes to teamwork. Disagree. Slightly. You think that everyone's views should be respected regardless of whether they are supported by facts or not. I would slightly agree. because once we start talking about it, we can see the reasons why you have that view, and then we'll talk through it, and then compare views, and then go through facts and reasons. But everyone should be respected, assuming that they give you the same respect. You feel more energetic after spending time with a group of people? No. Completely no. I feel completely drained and tired and emotionally dead. And just ready to sleep. You frequently misplace your things. Slightly disagree. Yeah. I usually try to keep track of where my things are, but then if they're not where they are, then it's that moment of not panic, but it's gonna bother me until I find it. You see yourself as very emotionally stable. I disagree. Your mind is always buzzing with unexplored ideas and plans. Yes. It comes back to the whole, like, planning and doing. In my head, there's a lot of plans that have to be done, but it's like I keep a catalog of ideas in my head. You would not call yourself a dreamer. I think I would. A little bit. You usually find it difficult to relax when talking in front of many people. Yes, completely. Completely. Generally speaking, you rely more on your experience than your imagination. Yes. I think my imagination has plummeted with age. Yeah, because I get too caught up in being realistic. You worry too much about what other people think. Completely yes. If the room is full, you stay closer to the walls, avoiding the center. Yes. I'm assuming full of people. Yes, I would. I think I'd stay close to an entrance. You have a tendency to procrastinate until there's not enough time to do everything. I would slightly agree with that. You feel very anxious in stressful situations. Completely agree. Yes. When I get really stressed, and stuff needs to get done, I just barrel through it, and put my head down. And I tend to be very blunt when things like that happen, but I am very anxious in the process because, usually there's a time constraint in that much of a stressful situation. You believe that it is more rewarding to be liked by others than to be powerful. I would say so. You have always been interested in unconventional and ambiguous. Whoa. You have always been interested in unconventional and ambiguous things. Example, in books, art, or movies. I'm gonna say slightly yes, because I'm open to the idea. And it's just a matter of being exposed to those ideas. You often take initiative in social situations. No, I do not. Results. Your personality type is adventurer, ISP. Sorry, ISFP-T. I don't know what that means, but... Huh. Everyone is an artist, but not everyone knows it. So, I am 89% introverted when it comes to my mind. I am 39% intuitive and 61% observant when it comes to energy, a trait that shows where we direct our mental energy. Oh, mind is the trait that determines how we interact with our environment. Nature, this trait determines how we make decisions and cope with emotions. I 65% depend on feeling and 35% depend on thinking. Tactics. This trait reflects our approach to work, planning, and decision making. I 17% am judging and 83% prospecting, which makes sense. Identity. This trait underpins all others, showing how confident we are in our abilities and decisions. I'm 15% assertive and 85% turbulent. That makes sense. Wow, this is so in-depth. How are we for time? Ooh, 40 minutes. Adventure personality. I change during the course of a day. I wake up and I'm one person, and when I go to sleep, I know for certain I'm somebody else. That's a quote by Bob Dylan. I wouldn't say that's me entirely. Adventurer personalities are true artists, but not necessarily in the typical sense where they're out painting happy little trees. Bob Ross. Often enough, though, they are perfectly capable of this. Rather, it's that they use aesthetics, design, and even their choices and actions to push the limits of social convention. Adventurers enjoy upsetting traditional expectations with experiments in beauty and behavior. Chances are they've expressed more than once the phrase, "Don't box me in." Adventurers live in a colorful central world inspired by connections with people and ideas. These personalities take joy in reinterpreting these connections, reinventing and experimenting with both themselves and new perspectives. No other type explores and experiments in this way more. This creates a sense of spontaneity, making adventurers seem unpredictable even to their close friends and loved ones. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Despite all this, adventurers are definitely introverts, surprising their friends further when they step out of the spotlight to be by themselves to recharge. Just because they're alone, though, doesn't mean people with the adventurer personality type sit idle. They take this time for introspection, assessing their principles. Rather than dwelling on the past or the future, adventurers think about who they are. They return from their cloister transformed, I guess. Adventurers live to find ways to push their passions. Riskier behaviors like gambling and extreme sports are more common with this personality type than with others. Fortunately, their attunement to the moment and their environment allows them to do better than most. Adventurers also enjoy connecting with others and have a certain irresistible charm. Which is interesting, because you would think we would try not to be charming in order to have more time alone. Adventurers always know just the compliment to soften a heart that's getting ready to call their risks irresponsible or reckless. However, if a criticism does get through, it can end poorly. Some adventurers can handle kindly phrased commentary, valuing it as another perspective to help push their passions in new directions. But if the comments are more biting and less mature, adventurer personalities can lose their tempers in a spectacular fashion. I'd get upset. I don't think I'd throw a temper tantrum. Adventurers are sensitive to others' feelings and value harmony. When faced with criticism, it can be a challenge for people with this type to step away from the moment long enough to not get caught up in the heat of the moment. Yeah, I would say that. But living in the moment goes both ways. And once the heightened emotions of an argument cool, adventurers can usually... There you go. Adventurers can usually call the past and move on as though it never occurred. Yeah, I'd say I'm quick to forgive if it makes things smoother. Especially when everyone has to do a common goal, I'll just be like, whatever, and move on. I'll still be upset about it, but I'll not hold that against everyone. Because if I do, that'll hold everyone back. Sometimes I'll just walk away, too. Because it's just too frustrating. Meaning is in every expression of life. The biggest challenge facing adventurers is planning for the future, finding constructive ideals to base their goals on, and working out goals that create positive principles is no small task. Adventurers don't plan their futures in terms of asset and retirement, rather they plan actions and behaviors and contributions to a sense of identity, building a portfolio of experiences, not stocks. Sure. Yeah, I mean, I guess, but then I also do want to be stable. And in that sense, I'm planning for the future, but when it comes to, like, I don't know. Yeah, but then I'm not really all for finding new experiences. The experiences will come over time, and I'll be open to them. If these goals and principles are noble, adventurers can act with amazing charity and selflessness, but it can also happen that people with the adventurer personality type establish more of a self-centered identity, acting with selfishness, manipulation, and egoism. It's important for adventurers to remember to actively become the person they want to be. Developing and maintaining a new habit may not come naturally, but taking the time each day to understand their motivations allows adventurers to use their strengths to pursue whatever they've become. And it lists a bunch of other adventurers that we may know. It's far as celebrities go. Some of these are characters as well. Adventurers are the most forgiving personality types. Yeah. Oh, there's... That was just the introduction. Wow. I'm not gonna read through the whole thing with you guys, but, that was the introduction of exploring your type. The next section is strengths and weaknesses. There's also romantic relationships, friendships, parenthood, career paths, workplace habits, conclusion, and academy. Yeah, wow. Alright then, I'm gonna end it here. This has been a really, really long one. Thanks for listening. I hope this was enlightening. Because being self-reflective is always really interesting. And not in the sense of, like, fortune cookies, in terms of a blanket statement that could apply to anyone. But this is a little more specific. Anyways, I hope you've enjoyed. If I've helped you relax, that's great. I hope it does. Or if you have this running in the background while you're doing something, I hope this helps you focus a bit more. All right then. Have an awesome day, and I'll talk to you later.